Congressional District 19 candidate Chris Wynn. Welcome to the program. How are you?
Thanks for having me on, guys. Very difficult to follow that young man. What an inspiration.
Oh, man, five-year-old kid like that. Yeah. Yeah. You know, like he's worried about other people.
Opening his heart up and to do something. And you guys, you talk a lot about this kind of stuff on your show. But for what's going on in the elections, the campaigns across the state of Texas, I'll tell you, it really is interesting if you'll listen to the messaging going out through most of these campaigns. A lot of talk about fighting Obama, you know, a lot of talk about, you know, what's wrong with our country. And I think the separation in these candidates is, you know, people really don't care what you know or how much you know until they know how much you care. And I think that, you know, you have that sign above over there that says keep calm and carry on. That's what our federal government wants us to do, which is kind of get back to work. You know, there's nothing going on here. And just listening top of the news when Eric Holder is telling attorneys general, state attorneys general across this country that they do not have to enforce laws that their state legislatures have put on the books. You know, the 10th Amendment says the government has an area that they do not step in and start messing with state laws. And marriage, and he's talking specifically this morning about marriage amendments. And, you know, when you get married, you have a state authority that acknowledges what, you know, in the rights given to me by the state, I'm now pronouncing man and wife. It's not the rights given to you by the federal government. And the fact that the attorney general is overstepping his authority, telling states that they don't have to uphold the laws of their state if they feel that it's discriminatory, is absolutely horrendous.
And okay, let me stop you there. This is Chris Wynn, District 19 candidate for Congress.
Vote for me, Chris Wynn.
Okay, you're pissed off. What are you going to do about it?
Well, first thing I'll tell you is I believe that that incumbency right now and careerism in Washington D.C. is the biggest threat to what we have going on. I think people are tired of careerism, and Randy Neugebauer has been in office 12 years, and his record shows he's trying to avoid his record, which was supporting Fannie and Freddie when it was totally culpable in the crisis that occurred. And now he's no show when it comes to debating or acknowledging with the people during a campaign where there are two challengers. You know, Dr. Donald May and myself have challenged him, and to have a conversation with constituents, I think, is only, you know, integrity in this process. And so, yeah, I'm not real happy. I'm not calm because I listen, and at every day, the headlines coming out of Washington, they don't get it. People are working as hard as they can. I think the reason why the turnout is so low is because people are too busy trying to work and take care of the kids and everything else. And they're like, look, you know, I'll get around to that when I need to. They don't feel that, you know, that's really the most important thing going on in their lives right now. But in actual fact, it really is, because this government is overreaching their authority.
Well, Laura, one thing that's disturbing to me is you see the Secretary of Defense Hager stand up and talk about cutting our nation's defense and our troops by a double digit percentage, you know, 13%. Now, I don't think that's a wise thing, being that the original purposing of the federal government was to protect our national interest.
Well, I think their argument is that things are different now. We may not need as many people as we do technology.
Well, yeah, but the thing is now argument. They're sitting there relying on the button.
Well, the thing is that we're going to be getting out of, hopefully, out of Afghanistan. We're going to bring troops home to put the Defense Department budget in, you know, in some metrics and say, okay, what's working? What's obsolete? What direction we need to go, I think is good policy. My concern is this administration, when people, you know, it's termed a lame duck, you know, once you're in the second term, it's somewhat lame duck. And I'm sitting here watching Eric Holder this morning. You're mentioning about the Defense Department. What is this administration going to leave us in the next 3 years that cannot be changed? The course of our country. You're worried about security. I think we're all look around the world and we have not eliminated terrorism in its, you know, in the threat to the American people. And so we need to keep being more resilient, not less resilient.
My thing is, Laura, I think that my dad was in aerospace and defense.
Right.
You know, his entire career. My thing is might makes right. But just because you're the biggest kid on the playground doesn't mean you have to go around beating people up. But I just think having that ability to fend off anything, anybody.
Yep.
Now, this is one thing Hager said to me this morning that kind of was to me like, really? He said, well, you know, we've calculated that our force can handle still, you know, and defeat any, you know, any infraction in an individual theater. Well, okay. They didn't have a handle on healthcare and domestic policy. What makes them think that we can control all these other uncontrollable variables? I don't get it.
Well, I've gotten out across this district, and the number one thing I hear people say, they listen and they go, what are you going to do different if we unelect or if we don't elect Randy Nagabaur again? What are you going to do different? What is your challenge? And I give a pledge. I'm running for one term. I will serve no more than three. Self-imposed term limits. That needs to start right here. It needs... Tom Coburn out of Oklahoma, he did that 3 terms in the House, 2 terms in the Senate. I want to be that candidate that is not dependent upon the financial resources in Washington. I want to depend upon the people of West Texas.
Okay, go ahead. You got 15 seconds to inspire people to get off their duff and go vote.
Well, I think Chris Wynn is promising that he's not going to be a career politician. I'm already a farmer. I want to go serve the people and then come home and live under the laws, which I vote for.